Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
I guess that was British, the UK. That's going to give us our side question today. The big deal, and the markets are responding accordingly. I only have one complaint. Dom always has a complaint with this whole thing here. Shut that Lutnick guy up. Make him sit down. Get him out of there. He had nothing to do with this. This was Trump and the Brits and the prime minister and the whole thing. And there are things in here that are very positive all the way around, and Wall Street's responding, and I think it's legit. Prior to this, well, first of all, this will bring in a guesstimated extra $5 billion in exports, $6 billion in tariffs. Prior to this, the Brits' tariff rate on us was 5.1%. Now it'll be 1.8. Our tariff rate was 3.4, and after this, it'll be 10%. So the media going out of their way to try to diminish this in a way that's typical. All right. So this isn't the biggest news when Trump teased that the other day, I don't think. I think it's the Abraham Accords tomorrow. No one's told me that, but that's where I'm going. But it is a big deal. Boy, Fox still awaiting smoke on day two of the papal conclave.
Will the producers take off the week?
What, Dan? Get on that bat phone there. Tell them to put that little bird in the bottom over there and go with what we're talking about, the UK deal.
Like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, but we do have several cuts we'll lead with here that are just riveting, and three Biden cuts that are not. But we want Biden. We want both Bidens out there and Crockett. I'd love to see Biden and Crockett on the same shows. Get them out there as much as possible. The more they're out there, they're killing the Democrats, just killing them. Biden says today that Kamala Harris called him for advice. Could you see them going, oh, my God, which one's worse, him or her? So the ladies on The View were firing hardball questions. We'll play those.
Hardball questions.
I'll get to those, but I kind of changed my mind looking at these Fox producers. I want to start.
Oh, we're doing the Pope?
No. We're doing the Seagull show today, I told you about. Extra on Seagull. Stop. Voice. Dawn in the air, suffering. No voice stuff. So I want to start with my indictment of the suburbs. We know Montgomery County's gone. It's Little Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is sounding more reasonable than the suburbs. These progressives over in Delaware County just lost a big one yesterday to the locals who just want to have health inspections of local businesses that are reasonable. not these progressives now, this gaggle that run Delaware County. What did they raise taxes? 23%? They want to have one all-consuming health commissioner come in and shut businesses down. Then we move over to the two I want to talk about. First, you people in Montgomery County that elected the all-time insufferable. This woman is beyond insufferable. I may have to send the producers and I on a chase to go back. The only time I ever had Madeline Dean on, and we were talking about pothole fixing, and it ended up in a war.
Wait, over potholes?
Over potholes.
No.
She thought they were fixing them enough.
Do we have audio of that?
If you go back, she did an interview.
Let's check the archive, yeah.
Yeah, she was a state rep then, on her way
on potholes.
Yeah, on potholes.
And you argued over potholes.
Bad in the pronunciation of her name. My God, you know how I hate
that. Did you try employing like a Chinese company to fix said potholes?
Well, or yeah, they were going to be a bicycle company like her husband's with the slave laborer in there in China. Yeah. So she goes toe-to-toe with Kash Patel yesterday of the FBI and comes out an even bigger loser than she usually does. But I want to start off with our boy over there in Bucks County. So yesterday, you had the usual suspects, the mob of illegal immigration, going after Fred Herron, who I'm inviting right here officially to Mulligan's. Johnny, we're going to need a bigger place. I've already invited 100 people if they all show up, as one of our people of the year. Because he is following the law. He's going to be one of four counties in Pennsylvania. He's the sheriff in Bucks that are going to do this 287 thing where they're going to help take dangerous illegals off the streets. And in Bucks County, they erupted yesterday. So Bob Harvey, who's running against Brian Fitzpatrick, at the end of this commissioner's meeting, and thanks to you, Dan, for sitting through this.
I didn't sit through much. I just get talked on Bob Harvey.
Diane Morseglia, the regrettable one, had some stuff to say after more blonding of her hair.
I don't know if this coincides with anything, but in late January, they stopped putting out their videos on a YouTube Live.
When Scott Pressler did go in and let them have it. Yeah.
So it was kind of hard to find the video. You have to go to a Bucks County meeting portal to get it now rather than their YouTube page.
That's why I had trouble today with it. So Bob Harvey, you're going to hear him here, tell us he's a former teacher, and then he starts tap dancing about Hitler and Fred Herron, who's Jewish, and how the country is moving toward what it was like pre-Nazi Germany. In Bucks County, Doylestown, run for the hills. They're seeing highwaying down Main Street there in Doylestown. Who knew? My goodness. What is wrong with people in the suburbs? Not our listeners. We were in Phoenixville the other night. What's wrong with suburban Philadelphia? Why did they lose their mind? Too much fluoride in the water, not enough fluoride. So listen to Commissioner Harvey, then we'll play you the showdown of Madeline Dean and Kash Patel. Here's Harvey.
Tomorrow marks the 80th anniversary of what's known as VE Day, Victory in Europe, the end of World War II, at least in the European part of theater. I was a history nerd from the time I was a little kid, and possibly because I had four great uncles. Five, actually, who served in World War II, who I got to know a little bit before they passed, possibly because I had two grandfathers who were both involved in manufacturing or flying airplanes, not in the military, but books about airplanes, models of airplanes, pieces of airplanes, all over both houses. I got into World War II. I got into history. Became a teacher for that reason. World War II has always been the era that I was always most familiar with. And so as I think about VE Day being 80 years ago, it's kind of fascinating for me because I grew up with men who fought in World War II, who were at D-Day.
They actually brought the violin player with them.
Flew missions over Germany, who were Marines in the South Pacific and the
What's
Philippines.
What's the time limit here?
I knew and had speakers from, veterans from World War II come into classrooms.
That's okay. I want to hear it.
20 years.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the meat of it.
Allowing kids to ask questions of Bucks County citizens, residents, who liberated Paris.
Okay. Yeah, let's just get to where
you're going. All right. So they're popping champagne in Paris.
Yeah. 80 years ago. It's kind of fascinating for me because I grew up with men who fought in World War II, who were at D-Day, who flew machine.
Yeah, I went to the wrong spot there, Dom. So we'll get that for you in a second.
Marines in the South Pacific.
Sorry. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's my fault.
I'll wait till you one update. Henry, you may want to see this now. It's not on the cuts I was able to find
for
you, but Jill Biden jumped into the ring here.
No, she didn't.
She jumped into the ring when they asked about Biden's mental acuity. He just sips and
she pulled a Belichick.
This woman is, look, I know Meghan Markle's impossible, but Jill Biden grates on me, probably sexism dominant. She has a doctorate and you don't. That could be it, or that she is insufferable. Uh-oh. Sorry to interrupt myself. White smoke. Dan. All right. It's white smoke. Bob Harvey. Hold up, Bob.
Been taken.
Wow. All right.
This is quite frequent timing. This is day two of the new pope. We've been waiting for this vote. White smoke. Any moment. We'll see if this pope comes from the conservative wing of the party, the progressive wing, or is one of those consensus candidates. We know that the pope has three outfits, one of each size, so he will have something that he fits in. In about 40 minutes from now, we will hear those words ring out.
But a new pope
has been
chosen, and we
will see who that pope is come out live on the balcony. Harris, we've been waiting for this moment. You've been covering it for the last 2 days.
So I want to talk a little bit about what comes next. So it takes them about 40 minutes before they will let us know, sometimes a little bit longer than that. But traditionally, we'll know within the next hour, maybe before we end here on Outnumbered, who the next pope is. This is the fourth vote. The first three we already knew the results of. So we were waiting and have been on chimney watch, as it can be called. And we knew that we might not get a black smoke vote because they don't do those for every announcement now after they're past the first couple. So we knew that if we were going to see smoke and be watching it, it would be the announcement of a pope. So we have been watching this for the last like 45 minutes. And if you were watching, you probably heard me say, historically, we're in the zone now between the fourth and fifth vote.
Okay, thank you. So we'll know. We'll bring you as soon as we know the name of the pope. Rick Santorum, we flew him. Great expense to Rome. Well, Newsmax did, and we're just bank-shotting. Rick Santorum will be here at 1:30. Maybe we should go to him even earlier. 12:30.
No, 12:30. Yeah, he's coming up here.
12:30. So you might want to push him back a little bit. Consider these guys
push
drag
him back
on forever.
I think we got to bring him on sooner. No.
Well.
Oh yeah, you want to know once the pope is announced.
Once I know who the pope is, we want to get him to lock it up and tell us what he thinks of this person. That they did it this quick tells me it's probably one of these, like, rhino popes, if I had to. Notice mixing all my metaphors here. In other words, a pope in name only, kind of the establishment figure. Not a Francis, but not a conservative pope. That's what it tells me, but we'll see here in a second.
Yeah, now you can go with your YouTube alert, youtube.com/@12thenWPHE. We're showing live footage from the Vatican Square as we see that smoke pillow out.
Yeah, and the bell's ringing and everything else. Yep. So as soon as we have this, and we have Rick Santorum there on the spot, what luck today to talk about this. All right, we'll go to it when we know who the person is. We'll bring you that. Wanted to go back to Bob Harvey, though. So yesterday, you get the setting. All Fred Herring is doing is protecting people in Bucks County against vicious criminals that are among us. People that are out because of Bob Harvey, Marsaglia, Jim Kenney,
I got the spot queued up.
But listen to what history nerd and candidate against Brian Fitzpatrick, Bob Harve, Harve DeGrasse, eventually gets to about just taking these people off the streets of Bucks County. Here's what he said.
It is, for someone who's spent a lot of time studying World War II, it is, there are definite parallels. That I see happening, not nearly as great as what happened in 1920s Italy or 1930s Germany, but certainly, not too far away from being in the same ballpark. It's concerning, it's something that I think all of us need to be more focused on. So I don't know how many World War II veterans are remaining here in Bucks County. There are probably a few. Obviously, they're in their late 90s or some of the centenary. It certainly I got to know many of them. I got to know a lot of World War II vets, and it's the history, the stories they told. It's sad to know that we're going to probably lost at this point. But let's not lose the big picture. Let's not lose the fact that this country, when it wanted to, when it became necessary, saved the world. And we did it working together. And we did it fighting for freedom and democracy. And we did it by leading the world and building alliances and focusing on what we could do using our power, our wealth, our knowledge, our strength to make the world a better place.
All right, you coward. That's my response. Henry's invited him on. You don't get to go Hitler card. You don't get to go Weimar Republic goes to Nazis, Hitler marching down there in Bucks County, buddy. Around a guy who's protecting people. And by the way, just wait, even though the Pope is here now, let me just for a moment talk about this guy, the willing henchman, he and Marseglia. Were they protecting democracy and the Constitution? First of all, Bobby, history buff, we're a republic. Stop saying democracy. We're a republic. Were you doing that when your henchmen were out there putting chains up saying you can't vote after 12:30? When our listeners to this show were out there standing in line, a woman in a wheelchair in heat, just trying to vote, just trying to put in their mail-in ballot because they don't trust the system? Why would they with guys like you? Was that the Constitution that was propelling what went on in Bucks County, at Levittown, and wherever the other place was? People waiting in lines for hours, and you're telling them to go home as you sat there as henchmen. Was that Nazi Germany? It certainly wasn't the Constitution. You're a coward. Come on the show. Come in studio. We'll give you an hour with me. Give me some history lessons. So what are you saying here, Commissioner Harvey? Are you saying Trump is Hitler light? That appears to be. Is Fred Herron, who's Jewish? How dare you talk about a guy protecting the citizens that you and Marseglia wouldn't know how to do. The heads of the Montgomery County would not know how to do. We know the Chester County Democrats, they let a guy escape who murdered people. Remember that? They still got reelected somehow or another. Then there's Philadelphia. It's a murderer's row of people that don't want to protect Americans. And this nerd gone off on this, but you're a coward. You didn't get it said. Say what you want to say. Trump is the presaging of Hitler. And we all have to come together to fight something that you want. All right, let me give you the side question. We'll certainly be right there. We get Bill Donahue on today, the Catholic League. We got Rick Santorum in Rome coming up at some point as we have a new pope. But the UK deal here, oh, by the way, look, you could be pro-Trump, but you don't need to say, Dan, some people on Twitter are saying, is it just me or is it a conspiracy that they put the white smoke up just after Trump signed the UK deal?
Whoa! Did Trump sign a deal with the conclave?
Oh, that's right. No, he doesn't want the Pope story to be out there. He wants the UK to be the story of the day. All right, so our side question.
So just a producer note, Dom, fluid show today. Yeah. I'm communicating with Santorum. We're going to hope to have him as soon as the Pope is announced. James Fitzpatrick also playing the game with us. Very fluid, knows it. Okay. We'll have him join when we can as well.
Okay, exactly. Thank you. Not Brian Fitzpatrick, James Fitzpatrick. Side question today, the UK, Great Britain. Hit us with something British. I'll take off the board Winston Churchill. And I'll take off the board, what's the other one I wrote down here? I think I have a negative one. I'll save the negative one. Oh, the stiff upper lip. In other words, they are resilient people.
They are.
The bombing in World War II. And I've been to Britain a couple times, and you do get the sense of that. How about yours, Dan?
Dom, I'm going to take it out to 1977 when the London Auction House did a tour of the West Country of England and did the first ever, Dom, series documentary program of Antiques Roadshow, a show that I still watch to this day, well, the Americanized version. But when you talk about a stiff upper lip, all I can think of are the accents on the UK version of the Antiques Roadshow, Dom.
That's
a very nice painting you have there.
British is a prestige language, Dan. You wouldn't watch this. Henry may not either. But I'll tell you this. It's annoying, these people. When you have too many Brits and they speak quickly on the Golf Channel, they bother.
Oh, yeah.
The British accent is prestige, but only for a while. Then it becomes like, what the heck? What are they speaking here? to me. I prefer more
it's
of
a whispered tone, too.
Yeah, it's a whispered tone.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. And you can't watch with captions because it's live and then they're
exactly.
lagging behind.
And it is in English. Go figure.
Yeah.
Henry, what's yours? Oh, there we go. Yes.
How about a spot of tea?
Spot of tea. Yes.
And then how about with Trump looking to reopen Alcatraz, how about we take someone that starred in The Rock, Sir Sean Connery?
That's an okay accent. You almost.
Well, I'm trying here.
Well, wait a minute. I think you're going UK then, right?
Is he Scottish. Not British?
Oh, no. Scottish.
Oh, all right. Never mind that.
That's okay.
Well, it's the UK.
I just looked up British actor.
We'll put it out there. That's okay. We're rescinding that last
good
part.
Good try, though, Henry.
Get Bob Harvey on the
we'll
phone
do someone
right
else
now.
Then. Idris Elba.
Get Bob Harvey.
He's like, Idris Elba. Yeah, let's go out there.
Get Bob Harvey's answer to the side question.
How much money are you going to save from these tariffs on your tea, Dom? Like 10 grand?
You know what? That's it. Well,
you have 18 bags a day.
I do have free tea bags here, thanks to sources here at the station.
Oh,
they finally
sources.
Have put in the ones I want. Just a little tip. I love the Tazo.
That's American
great
tea.
Is that American?
I thought
it was organic chai. Regenerative. Oh. It regenerates here.
Dom, come on.
There you go.
Kent Washington. There you go.
Okay.
Look at you. Look, you're drinking American.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Washington State, I don't like this, so that's a problem.
Yeah, we don't like those Earl Grey people.
We will tell you who the Pope is once he comes out. He's trying on all three outfits to see which one in different sizes works for him. I don't even see any betting odds or any inside story here. They kept this pretty much under their belt. Yeah, they're ringing the bells. The seagull's gone. The white smoke is there. And people are just, anytime there's something there that is a new Pope, they go crazy. All right, so it's... 855. What's this guy?
I love the Swiss Guard uniforms, by the way.
What's this guy think about the Latin Mass? That's what I want to know. There's a big Latin Mass story today. Only 4% of Catholics go to Latin Masses, but it's a big deal.
Hey, look, it's Rick Santorum.
Oh, where?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
On the video feed.
All right.
There's a lot of people.
Boy, it's amazing. We have our own guy. Just like Fox says their guy, we have the mayor. All right. 855-839-1210. Jump on board right now.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so it's Dom time here. We have a new Pope. We'll bring you the name in the background. We have Rick Santorum, our buddy, there covering it for Newsmax in Rome. We'll go to him in mere minutes and see what he can tell us about it. They're playing up the drama. They're not announcing the guy yet, but we'll see. 855-839-1210. You got the side question today. Something UK, something British with this deal. And it is a really good deal. You know, the media trying to tank the stock market. Shut up. Stop it already. I'm looking at the 401k by the second here. Wow. This is good. We got a field goal, long field goal on the board with the UK. There are going to be several more. I would predict 3, 4, or 5 by the end of next week. So finally, the saner minds and heads, Besant, is there. We're moving forward. Here's Mano and Dean, part one with Kash Patel. This insufferable. She is the face of the Philadelphia suburbs. What happened to them? Madeline Dean, we tagged her way back when, the Dean of Decency. Here she is with the FBI director. YouTube alert. Nine, Dan.
As you and the president continue to weaponize and investigate his perceived enemies, as you follow this blueprint, when can I, a former impeachment manager, expect the FBI to
do it? Yeah.
Dwight Schrute over here.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you want to know who was targeted by a weaponized FBI? Me. You want to know how and why?
Well,
you want to know what I'm doing to fix it?
That. Let me move on.
Well, you should read the book because there's no enemies list on that book.
So
there are people that violated their constitutional obligations and their duties to the American people.
That's good.
And they were rightly called out. And you should give that book to every one of your constituents so they can read about it.
I won't be doing that.
That's their loss.
During your Senate confirmation hearings, you repeatedly denied having any involvement as a private citizen in the firing of FBI officials who engaged in the prosecution against January 6 insurrectionists, the violent rioters who beat and killed Capitol police officers.
No one was killed.
And whom you referred to as political prisoners.
Oh.
Since then, multiple whistleblowers have come forward, and we know that you likely committed perjury. At the same hearing, you claimed you were not familiar with Stu Peters, an anti-Semitic Holocaust denier, despite the fact that you appeared on Mr. Peters' podcast eight separate times.
Stu Peters?
And you claimed not to recall. Mr. Patel, my second question is, should we worry more about your memory or your veracity?
We should worry more about your lack of candor. You're accusing me of committing perjury. Tell the American people how I broke the law and committed a felony. Have the audacity to actually put the facts forward instead of lying for political banter so you can have a 20-second donation hit.
The answer is both. I believe that
the answer is you're failing, not me.
Reclaim my time.
Go ahead.
Oh, the reclaiming. She's always reclaiming the time. Maybe it's in Chinese time. One more. This is cut 16. Here's a little bit more of the line of question.
Going to go to the president and straighten out that gulf?
I'll do what I've always done and represent the American people, defend this country, and make sure the Constitution is always upheld and the FBI is never weaponized. Maybe you should do the same.
So you agree with the president when he says he doesn't know if he should uphold his constitutional duty?
If you want to just keep putting words in my mouth, the TV cameras are outside.
I thank you. I yield back. Again, this is an unserious moment.
All right. The next one, Dan, I think is with Patty Murray or one of them in the Senate about no FBI employee will lose their job over working on the January 6th investigation. We'll hold that one in abeyance. All right. We're going to go to Rome momentarily and talk with Rick Santorum, former senator, Senator Santorum, there in the square. And it will be interesting to see if we can hear him. I hope he gets inside or something.
Not only hear, but can he have a connection with all these people on their phones? You know?
Oh, God. All right. But we will announce who the new Pope is and get his take on that Pope. That's all coming up here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Let's talk about Dr. Bentz, though, for a moment. Yesterday, I was at Dr. Bentz, routine cleaning, and I met one of our great listeners who told me, she went to another dentist, and the guy said, oh, you're going to have to get dentures, the dreaded word. She said, I'm vintage, but I'm not giving up on this. And she said it was a moment, an epiphany. She's driving, lives in the Springhouse area, and heard me talk about Dr. Bentz. That's where she went, and presto, showed me multiple times this giant smile yesterday right there in Dr. Bentz's office. I can't tell you how good it feels every time I meet a person, a patient that we sent to Dr. Bentz with those kinds of results. I've been telling you about my own dental implant, how that's going. And Dr. Bentz knows that your implant journey, if that's what you do, needs a comprehensive diagnosis where you make that choice. Or you make the choice that the woman I met yesterday made versus another guy telling her about dentures. Dr. Bentz will explain in detail the options available. The right decision, that's there for you. Get the smile that you've always wanted, the great dental health that we all need. Call Dr. Bentz right now, 610-272-6949. Get that appointment. Visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Might be a difficult connect at some point here with Senator Rick Santorum, thanks to the Earl of Tacony sending along a cheat sheet holding up on YouTube of the possible popes. I mean, if they chose Cardinal Raymond Leo Burke, I think he's St. Louis. He's very conservative. I think this guy has zero shot. I almost said the devil has more of a shot with this group, but who knows? I think it's going to be a traditionalist, a pope in name only, like a rhino pope, more than anything here. But the pope still has, at least a pope like Francis, a tremendous amount of significance of how that plays out, of what he's about. 1.4 billion people, even though, you know what's happened here? The significance has waned. I'm in a camp that says it's waned in the United States. But around the world, it's still a huge player, that number of people. And, you know, simple things like the Latin Mass. I saw a story today. Only 4% of Catholics go to Latin Masses. But the significance, remember what happened with the FBI and the Latin Mass? We saw them taking down license plates. Oh, they're going to a Latin Mass. They must be radicals. There are people that would yearn for a pope that goes back to the Catholic Church versus what Francis has done. So we'll see. You know, it might take a while to break down and see what this individual does. But any moment now, we're told, the pope will emerge from the balcony and the world will have a sense of where this goes next. The issue that I'd like to see is the pope's direction, not that I'm that hopeful, for these American Catholic Democrats that get away with murder. They get the political seal of I'm a Catholic and I'm for abortion under any circumstance at any time. That's where it has gone, and it's pretty powerful. So we'll let you know when the pope emerges. We've been talking about Madeleine Dean and the showdown with Kash Patel yesterday, the new FBI director. You heard some of that. And again, just any day that you take it, the suburbs of Philadelphia, is it the Republican Party, is that ineffectual? Am I to believe that just progressives have taken over the entire suburban Philadelphia area? I mean, we might have on tomorrow the author of that piece in the Bucks County Courier-Times. Now we're in Central Bucks. You have a teacher making $191,000 a year. It's the story of the last 15 to 20 years here. How in the world Philadelphia has moved out to the suburbs. So we played you Dean. We played you Bob Harvey bringing up essentially Hitler just because the new sheriff, or the sheriff over in Bucks County, wants to protect us, wants to take illegals that are criminals or more criminal than just breaking into the country, wants to put the fear of God in them and take them off the streets. Why in the world would you lecture people about World War II and Hitler as the commissioner did yesterday? Because that's their mindset. That's where these people are. All right, side question is 855-839-1210. You can get in. Hit us with that, whatever you associate with UK, Great Britain. That's what we're looking for. I don't know tomorrow if we'll do something on the Pope or Vatican City. I was there once years ago when we went to Italy. It was impressive. We didn't get an audience with the Pope. Nancy Pelosi and others do.
This event's amazing. Like the tradition here. And to think of how how long this has been going on. Like,
oh yeah. I did see today that one time a conclave took 3 years. But back then they were allowed to go out and go home and all that. But it took 3 years before they picked the Pope. You get locked up. You're gonna want to get out of there. Totally. Maybe it has something to do with it. I'm still surprised, and that tells me that this will not be this huge revolutionary figure like from Africa or Mongolia or something. It tells me it's going to be an insider.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Is what it'll be.
Sorry, that was some of the C-SPAN.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/@12NWPHD. Go. We got the visual up there right now, and what we see is we see all the marching going on as we get set in place, and we're currently waiting for the Pope to emerge from his balcony.
Yeah, and we'll continue talking about everything else. When we get that, then we'll be able to give you a line on who the person is.
Santorum, Dom, doing the one ring, go to voicemail. Okay, so what I think is happening is probably overloaded with service right now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, cell service.
Yeah, we'll have Bill Donahue on from the Catholic League, too, once we know. Dan, I want to play cut eight. When we get to Pope, we'll go back to it. Bernie Sanders yesterday. All right, so I believe Pope Francis was a socialist, maybe even a Marxist. We know that Bernie Sanders is a Marxist. So Bernie's on with Brett Baer yesterday. And Brett just asked him a simple question. How do you take private jets to go on the oligarchy tour, or as he calls it, the oligarchy? He's hunting owls out there. Listen to Sanders' response about why he takes private jets to go on these tours. Cut eight.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Alyssa Slotkin, senator from Michigan, she said you shouldn't be using oligarch. It's over people's head. You've gotten criticized from other people. Free Beacon says Bernie Sanders spent $221,000 on private jets fighting the oligarchy tour paid for by friends of Bernie Sanders. That you've spent millions of dollars in campaign funds on private jet travel over the years. How do you push back on both of those things?
When's the last time you saw Donald Trump during a campaign mode at National Airport?
No. It doesn't. But he's also not fighting the oligarchy.
No. When you run a campaign and you do 3 or 4 or 5 rallies in a week, the only way you can get around to talk to 30,000 people. Think I'm going to be sitting on a waiting line at United?
You're going to say 30,000 people?
Yeah, 30,000 people.
Yeah, 30,000 people are waiting. That's the only way you can get around. No apologies.
Oh, he said they're waiting on him.
Campaign travel is about, we've done it in the past, we're going to do it in the future.
Tom, they're sitting there in the stadium waiting for him as he flies. That's what he's there.
Yeah, it might be AOC, too.
Doesn't want to keep him waiting.
Maybe we should get the AFL-CIO guy on. Maybe he'd say the same thing. No, what it is they are going to do whatever the hell they want, and they don't care, and the people that support them don't care. Brett Baer's right. Trump wasn't running against billionaires. You're running against billionaires.
If he was really a man of the people, he wouldn't fly around private. He'd just get TSA pre-check.
No, get that out of here. No, not even TSA. If you want to be a man of the people, the man of the people that I think of.
Line. That's right.
John Madden. Get a Madden bus. Get an electric bus.
There you go, Bernie.
Go city to city. You know, plan out your route a little bit better, and you can just drive on your bus from city to city.
Yeah, it's the Senate doesn't ever seem to be doing anything anyhow. That's exactly right. Now, the John Madden bus, and make it electric. You're right.
Yeah.
And
get his big ugly face on the side
and drive it a little bit, as I have, the man of the people. Yeah, you can't be.
You've driven a bus?
Yeah, I've driven the trailer. Sure.
Oh.
Overnight, they put me in the overnight duty too.
Really?
Quite effect. Yeah,
I would not want to ride near that truck.
Oh man!
Anywhere near.
I needed both feet. By the way,
that's actually an instance where you do need both feet to drive.
I think I have an announcement. I think they're going to let me ride the tram cars again, particularly if they change them to the new Ford to Maverick thing.
Yeah, I'm confused now. Is that going to be like a full car now? I don't know what a Maverick is.
I think what they're doing is they're just going to have a Maverick up front, an electric vehicle, and then they're going to have it behind them towing rather than.
Okay.
Yeah. Because how it works is the car's behind. You know, the
How
tram
big
car,
is a Maverick?
It's like a
right,
it's
yeah, I know what you're talking about. Know? Okay.
How big is a Maverick? I
mean, it's a small size, well, what they consider now a small size truck.
Oh,
probably about the size of like a 2004 F-150, like an early 2000s F-150.
Okay. Well, tell Walter Kosk. I think he was a little nervous the last time we were driving the tram car. First of all, it's like a cockpit. You can't only get in, you know, like you're flying a plane. So, all right, the Pope, please emerge. You know, why in the world would the Holy Father have to keep up the drama? These poor people are waiting in the square there. We have the bands, the pageantry set. Please just come out. All right, I'm going to take a break because I don't know. I haven't seen any seagulls there. We don't know when the new Pope will come out.
I have not been able to get the seagull for an interview, Dom.
All right.
And I apologize.
I have to say, when Francis would lecture on stuff, Dan, because I've been there, you're sitting on top of maybe 100 $200, $300 billion in ornate artwork and all that. Don't lecture us about stuff. I'm not saying this Pope will. I'm talking about Francis. So 855-839-1210. We'll give you the new Pope next, hopefully, on Talk Radio 1210. All right, we're waiting on the announcement of the Pope. It's Dom time, but I saw this today. It has Dan Borowski written all over it. Reddit, one of his hangouts.
Oh, yeah.
Tells us after vast research, they have the top 5 countries. They only did 5 with the most beautiful women. Now, you know, I don't even need a country. Just Hashyunk and Mifflin.
No, get out of here.
Just go there right now.
No, that is biased. You got to leave South Philly.
The first five that come
out. Or Italy.
They wouldn't be Miss America. They would be Miss Universe. They're not Miss America types. Hashyunk and Mifflin, if you're driving by right now, call us and honk your car.
Do you think South Philly girls are among the best looking in the world?
Without a doubt.
I don't want to upset anybody, but no.
You're upsetting a vast.
You know what, though? There are gems and diamonds in the rough, and a diamond is someone that you found, like Ro, an absolutely beautiful person.
Well, she's from Germantown.
You know, I wanted to protect myself because
she looks like South Philly. Absolutely. But here are, in fifth place, Russia. Their distinctive eye color. Oh, my God. These guys on Reddit are messed up.
Well, no. What do you mean they're messed up? Have you seen Russian chicks? Well,
no.
You know, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble if I wait for
this. There you go. In fourth place, the Czech Republic.
Interesting.
That's an interesting one.
We got the beach.
In third place, and this one I could see, Greeks. Greek women.
Third Greek?
Yeah, they're close to Italian. That's why I'm giving them a break.
Number two Italian, then?
No. We got shut out here.
Wait, so Greeks made the list, but not Italians?
Exactly. I'll give you the number one.
I'd be up in arms about that.
I'll give you the number one, and I agree with
you. I don't mean to offend Greek people, but...
Yeah. But I'll give you number one, and then I'm going to go back to number two, because it's kind of the punchline, the funniest thing
Can
in
Can I
here,
give you
really.
Who I think is number one?
Who do you think?
Sweden.
No.
What?
I want to
They're all
I
just so generic. Go ahead, Henry.
Let's see. What's a country that would not work for this?
Israel. No, and I say that because Bar Raphael is beautiful.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go Austria.
That's a random answer. Well, number one is Colombia, and I can see that. Yeah, the Latin women.
Yeah.
But second place.
Isn't that where Sofia Vergara is from?
Yes. Second place is Poland. Notice why I was saving it here.
Really?
Borowskis.
No.
Yes, the Borowskis are in second, the most beautiful women in the world.
Have you seen Babush?
I hear downtown Warsaw is just unbelievable. So it's Colombia, Poland, Greece, Czech Republic, Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know about
so
that.
So what was the question?
The most beautiful women in the world. What
okay, now ask the Redditors to define a woman and let's see where
this
goes. Yeah,
that's true. That's a good point.
Yes.
All right, what is it with this new pope? This guy can't be on time. He's got the crowd going crazy.
What do you mean it can't be?
He's got to put his fits on. This is his first big appearance.
The pope doesn't go by time.
He's got to pick up the name.
Well, you know what? He's not doing a talk radio show in Philadelphia, too, in which I just said, and I widely believe, the average Catholic listening right now, they're so turned off to this church that, you know. Now, they
Where's
might be,
France?
They might not on here.
Wow.
They might be turned back on if it's a more reasonable traditionalist pope. If they see something like that, that might be a spark. But, you know, after Francis, there's a lot of turmoil. All right.
Denmark?
No, I only have five. You have to go to
Luxembourg.
Yeah.
Reading off the chat. Newman says Greek women are big boned. I don't know what that means.
I think that's a slur. I think that's against them. I think Greek women are attractive by and large. Yeah. They're close to Italians. I would go Italy.
Italy's got to be on there. Some Scandinavian countries got to be on there.
I can't name one Polish model.
That woman that's in all the Entourage things. That name.
No, she's not.
Emmanuel
Shikri? No, she's not Polish.
If you Google it, there's a woman.
Joanna Krupa's Polish. That's the name I recognize.
Okay, there's not many Polish models.
Polish?
Right.
You said an Entourage?
Yes, Entourage. That's the one. I'm not sure if she is or not. The name looks like it could be that. All right.
I don't know.
But let me move on. The Bidens, speaking of good Catholics, the Bidens were on The View. And the woman who is the Trump hater, former Trump communications person, asked about mental acuity in a gentle way. And guess who jumped into the ring? Dr. Jill Biden. I don't think we have that one, guys. So, but once again, how in the world do they think sending Biden out there, you ask a question about mental acuity and she jumps into the ring? She is, as far as disgraceful as it gets. But the upside is, the more we see this guy, the more we see Crockett, the more we see any number of top five figures here, the better it looks with Trump. Just compare the split screen today. Trump going back and forth with the Brits, signing a big deal that's very good for the United States, calming the markets. and Biden unable to get a sentence out, other than saying he would have beaten Trump. This is a YouTube alert. This is cut 19, Dan. Biden says he could have beaten Trump again.
One sec, Don. I'm having a lot of trouble with my...
Okay.
Today. Here you go.
You had previously said that you thought that you would have won. Since then, Donald Trump won all the battleground states and made inroads with almost every major demographic, from working class voters to Hispanic men to black men. Knowing what you know now, do you think you would have beat him?
Yeah, he's still got 7 million fewer votes.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. A lot of people didn't show up. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, they're very close in those toss-up states. It was it wasn't a slam dunk, mm-hmm. and look, every time I've been on the show, which you've been fortunate, I've been fortunate to be on more than once. Thanks for having me. Is that we talk? You guys don't focus on as much, and I think it's good on polling numbers. But let me put it this way: he's had the worst 100 days any president's ever had.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
You know what? Keep on bringing them on, ladies, you dopes. Keep on bringing Dr. Jill on, and bring them on once a week at least. Bring on Crockett. Continue to bring them on. You can see what's happened today just to deal with the UK. I'm not saying it was a layup. It's a good deal on the numbers I gave you at the top today. Just, I would say it's a long field goal in a tight game. It's a three-pointer when you're down by two with 15 seconds left. It's not solidifying anything yet. India, Japan, and these others, they're on the horizon. But it's made it believable that this is working out slowly but surely. We shouldn't have gone this way, but we did, and now it's coming around. And when it does, compare that to what the Democrats have, which is nothing. All right, so we'll give you the name of the Pope, and we'll try to tell you what that means. We have more of Biden. And get in on the side question. Something UK, something British, big 1 o'clock hour coming up. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WP.